man who upended British politics in 2016 may be doing it again. Nigel Farage led the Brexit campaign that resulted in the UK leaving the European Union. He is now leader of the right-wing populist party Reform UK that has recently won a series of local elections and is surging in national polls. George Eaton is a senior editor of politics at New Statesman magazine and joins us from London. Mr. Eaton, thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
How would you describe this moment in British politics for Americans?
It's very volatile. You are seeing the traditional laws of British politics upended. For over a century, obviously, the system has been defined by the two main parties, Labour and the Conservatives. But you know, what we have at the moment with Nigel Farage's party now leading in the opinion polls, they won the local elections, the recent local elections. People are starting to ask whether you could see Reform win a general election. People are genuinely talking about Nigel Farage as a potential prime minister now, but certainly replace the Conservatives as the main opposition to the Labour government, which would be a historic moment. This is the Conservatives often described as the most successful party in the democratic world, the party of Margaret Thatcher, the party of Winston Churchill, and they have never looked closer to extinction than they do at the moment.
Well, what's been the appeal of Reform UK and Nigel Farage?
So I think they've always had an appeal on the right. They're one of the reasons the Conservatives had their worst results at the last general election. Obviously, Farage carries huge political weight as the man who can claim more responsibility for Brexit than anyone else, strong campaigner against immigration. But he's also now eating into Labour's vote share, and he's pivoted. You know, historically, he was known as very much a free marketeer, but he's now embracing more leftist economics. You know, he's saying that he thinks some industries should be publicly owned. He's making more favourable comments about trade unions. And that's really a pitch for Labour's traditional vote in industrial areas.
At the same time, I must note, is the Labour Party under Prime Minister Starmer sounding a more conservative note, particularly on an issue like immigration?
I think you certainly could say they are more small-c conservative. And that's something we have seen under previous Labour governments on immigration. But that's undoubtedly also about the threat from Reform. And they recognise that many British voters do think immigration is too high. They wanted less spent on foreign aid, and the government's made the decision to cut the foreign aid budget and spend more on defence. They think too much is spent on benefits, particularly health and disability benefits. So it is partly voter-driven, but it's also about the government operating in a very tough economic climate.
Does this have anything to do with what we see in the United States?
Well, I think it certainly does. I think really British politics and US politics have always been intertwined. You know, New Labour learned a lot from the Clinton Democrats. Obviously, Margaret Thatcher and Ronald Reagan were great allies. And Brexit and Trump, although they had different causes in 2016, really did feel like twin phenomena. And I think the US writer and the UK writer are obviously swapping notes and sharing intelligence strategies. And you've seen, just as the Republicans have moved away from their traditional free trade Reaganite positions, so you're seeing Nigel Farage's Reform and move away from pure Thatcherism into a more statist, interventionist space. And you know, what's the big picture? I mean, not just in the US and the UK, but around the world. You know, the populist right has generally been on the rise, although it's interesting that Trump's election has stalled that in Canada and Australia, among others. But it's been on the rise because voters have been discontent, really, ever since the financial crisis is when, in some ways, the old laws of politics around old assumptions about the centre ground were suspended. And ever since, you have seen these insurgent politicians come forward.
George Eaton from New Statesman in London, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you very much.